Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Katja Reckerman. She is a musician and an extraordinary saxophone player. Are you on the line today?
Yes, I am. Hi, Verna. How are you?
I'm doing great. And how was your day?
Oh, it's good. It's very good. I'm excited to be on your show. I'm in sunny California.
Sunny California. Beautiful, beautiful place to be. So yes. If you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, what you got going on, and, you know, how did you get started?
Wow, that's a lot of questions. Where do I start? Well, I live in California. I came here in 1997. And as you already said, I'm a saxophone player. And I got very lucky. I got a gig to play with one of the biggest rock icons in 2001. So I've been playing with Mr. Rod Stewart since then. It's been like 14 years now. And when I'm not on tour with them, I'm working on my own music. I just finished my third solo album called Never Stand Still. And, yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's been out since February this year. God, there's so much to talk about, you know, how I had the idea to do it and how I did a crowdfunding campaign to finance the making of the CD, which was very exciting. I don't even know where to start. Do you have any ideas?
Yes. Okay, let me ask you this, because I am reading your bio, and this may give us a little where to start. So I see that you were a regular on one of my favorite shows, Ally McBeal. How did that happen?
Wow. You know what? I have a little bit of a problem right now. My Skype is just telling me that I'm running out of credit. Hold on one second. This is not good. Why does this happen right now? I'm sorry. If I lose you, it's because of Skype. It's giving me some problems. It doesn't let me add credit right now. Why is this happening right now? Oh, no.
Okay, well, if we get disconnected in any way, then we could always have you back on the show to finish up.
Okay. Well, if we get disconnected, okay. I will call you back from my cell phone, immediately. So, Ally McBeal. Oh, my God, that was one of the first things that I did when I moved here. You know, I joined the union, and they have a referral service. And they got me this gig. It was kind of like a sidelining job, and I became like one of the regulars in the TV show whenever they had like a little music scene going on. I was in the band, mm-hmm. So that was kind of fun.
I bet it was. And you also was featured on the Star Trek show, the Star Trek episodes.
Yeah, that was the same thing that went to the referral service. That was amazing because I'm a huge Star Trek fan. So, you know, it was kind of cool to get one of those beam me up Scotty thingies. I wanted to keep it, but they didn't let me keep it, unfortunately.
Okay. Now, when did you start playing the saxophone?
I started playing when I was 21, which is kind of late. I always wanted to play music when I was a child and a teenager, but my parents, they didn't want me to play for some reason. So I started playing after I had moved out, and yeah, I was like all over it. Kind of
Was it hard for you to pick it up at such a late age?
It was actually not that hard because I really wanted it, and I can get very German, so I was very dedicated. And I have a lot of integrity to myself. So if I want something, I just keep doing it. And I just practice every day, even though, you know, I started from zero, kind of like taught myself pretty fast to, you know, play so people wouldn't run away when they heard me play.
So we have one of your songs that we're going to play at the end of the show, so we will definitely get a chance to hear you. Now I see you also play with some of the greats, Al Green, Carole King Brooks, and Don and RuPaul. So what was it like to be part of, you know, on tour with them, playing with Al Green and those different ones? What was that like?
Oh, I didn't really tour with Al Green. I just played with him once. This was like at the RFK Stadium right after 9/11. I was touring with Rod Stewart, and there was a huge, festival for all the, to remember the people that died in 9/11. And Rod Stewart's band was, so to say, the house band. So we backed up like people like Al Green and Carole King. So it was pretty cool.
And so now are you still on tour with Rod Stewart?
Yeah. I just got back from Brazil. We played Rock and Rio, like 10 days ago? So that was pretty amazing. Yeah, I've been touring with him ever since, you know, since 2001. So it's been 14 years. Whenever he does something, I'm always with him.
That's amazing. That's truly amazing. It is. That's really a blessing. Now tell us about your release, your self-titled debut CD entitled Catcher. Tell us, was that one of your first releases?
Yeah, that was my first release. Hold on, I'm dealing with the Skype thing here right now. I can't believe that this is happening. It's like really not good. Keeps showing me some messages. Hold on 1 second. There we go. This should be fine. Oh. I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing right now.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Should I call you back to myself?
You can.
Is it okay if I call you back?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. If we get disconnected, I'll call you right back. So,
okay.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Your first self-titled CD, Katja.
Yeah, that came out in 2007. And I met Jeff Carruthers. He's my producer. He was the producer of the first CD as well. I met him probably in 2006, and he's one of the biggest smooth jazz producers here in town, and he really wanted me to do a smooth jazz record. So I was never really that much into the smooth jazz, so I thought, let's do a record anyway. So we did Katja, and it was a nice CD, a really, really great CD. You know, I still sell a lot of those online. People really like it. But it was mainly cover songs. There's two originals of mine on there, and the rest are just covers.
Okay. Do you typically write your own music?
I do now, yeah. I always have, but I didn't really release that much of my older stuff. So after Katya, then I had the idea for Hornstar, which was an Electro House record, which I released in 2010, like a completely different cup of tea. And that was fun. It was a very fun little project to do. And then like about a year and a half ago, I had the idea for Never Stand Still. Actually, JC, my producer, he had the idea to do a record like inspired with the 70s soul Motown style. You know, sounds like the Temptations, Junior Walker and the All-Stars and Sam Cooke. And to do like an instrumental record, like sounding like that, having that retro sound. So, and then we decided to work on that in January last year. And then we got together for like 2 months. We just wrote like every day, wrote like all the 11 songs that are on the record. And then I did an Indiegogo campaign, as I mentioned before, to raise the funds to finance the CD. Because I wanted to use like real musicians and, you know, like to create that old school sound. I didn't want anything programmed on it or synth sounds. Like they're all real musicians on the CD. Like a big horn section, you know, percussion and everything. So, yeah, went great. I ended up raising like $28,000.
Wow, that's really fantastic. Yeah. Now, tell me, Katya, when you're, like, writing your music or even creating your jazz sound, where do you draw your inspiration from?
Well, that totally depends. Like this record, you know, like every record I've done had a theme. You know, this record was like 70s soul. So I was listening to, you know, to all those old school artists and kind of like come up with ideas on my own and work around those. And the same with the Hornstar CD, the Electro Sounds, you know, like I was listening to house music. And, you know, then writing around that style of music. So you always, you know, you search for inspiration and then you kind of like take it from there.
Now tell us about this single, the first single, Walking the Dog. Tell us about that. How did you come up with that?
You know, it was actually really difficult to decide which was going to be the first single of this record because all the songs are really catchy. They all have great melodies and they all have like a really good character on their own. So it was very difficult. We actually even did some polls on Facebook, you know, like asking the fans, which song would you like to hear on the radio? To get some input from people. And then, somehow we ended up deciding for Walking the Dog. And I also had a great idea for a video. I don't know if you have seen the video on YouTube. So I had this idea of me walking the dog. And, you know, this dog is also playing ping pong with us in the video. So it's actually it's a really fun and funny video to watch. So I thought it was a great combination, you know, to have a video along with the single. Because in this genre of music, the, you know, contemporary instrumental, you don't really see that many videos. So we did that video and, you know, had the single released. It's been fun.
Sounds like it was a lot of fun. So what are you currently working on now?
Now, at the moment, I'm actually working on promoting my CD for the Grammys. I submitted it for the 58th Grammys.
So, great, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So So we'll see what happens.
That would be
a huge dream come true to, you know, to even get a nomination, you know. That would be so amazing. And I thought to myself, you know, why not me? Everybody, you know, other people can do it too.
Yes, why not you?
Why not me? Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not you? I mean, come on. Why not you?
Yeah.
We have to be our own self-motivator when there is no one else. So, yeah why not you?
Mm-hmm. You know,
absolutely.
Like sending out an order to the universe, you know, like how they say in The Secret.
Yeah, but if they see it, believe it, and achieve it. So why not you? Absolutely.
Exactly.
So if you don't mind telling our listening audience how they may be able to connect with you and how they can get some of your awesome music.
That's actually not that difficult. They can either go to my website, katyareichermann.com, which I'm sure you're going to have a link on your website, correct?
Right.
So you can either go there and order your copy or download it, or you can go on to iTunes or CD Baby or Amazon.
Great. When is the next time you're in concert?
That's a very good question. I did three concerts with my band here in Los Angeles at a place called Vibrato. It's owned by Herb Alpert. Beautiful place. So I play there like every couple of months whenever I'm free and not working with Rod. And I just did a show like about maybe a month ago, and I think the next one will be in November.
Okay.
So, and with Rod, I'll be off for a while now, just taking a little break.
I know you are in need of a little break as well.
Yes, I am. I'm actually going for a little vacation to Mexico at the end of October, just 6 days, but can't wait.
Yes, a vacation is a vacation, no matter how long it is, when you get a chance to take a break from your from the things that you do. We all can use a good break. Well, Ms. Katya, it has definitely been a pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to listen to your music at the end of the show, and we will have to have you back on again so we can listen to some more music from your album.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay. And we want to thank you again for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm so sorry about the Skype thing. I don't know what happened, you know. Just kept showing me all these messages here. But hey, it's modern technology.
Oh, you're fine. We got through the show. Okay, and thank you again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. We would like to thank our sponsors, the Marshy Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. And to advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at editor@ordinarypeoplemagazine.org. Leaving you with this coming from John, the 5th chapter, the 19th through the 20th verse, King James Version of the Bible. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed, and we're going to listen to the song "Catch Walking the Dog" by Catcher.